Joining us by telephone is Representative Ron Kind. You've made an announcement today that you're a little puzzled, maybe unhappy by some of Governor Walker's actions in Madison, how this could cost employers a lot of money. Can you explain that?
Yeah, you know, there's more information coming out about how misguided Governor Walker's decision to reject the BadgerCare expansion offer that the federal government's making to the state of Wisconsin. I mean, Hewitt Tax Service, which is a nonpartisan professional tax preparing service, just released a study that showed that it will cost small businesses throughout Wisconsin approximately $36 million because of the governor's rejection of the Medicaid offer, which is unfortunate because it is all paid for. And instead of insuring 175,000 Wisconsin residents and also creating about 11,000 jobs, I think the governor, for mainly political partisan reasons, are rejecting this offer being made. And unfortunately, it's going to be the businesses and the taxpayers of Wisconsin that will be paying more as a consequence of the decision. So I've been encouraging the governor to take a look around the country and follow the example that so many of his Republican governors have set. That's accepting this offer because it's too good to turn away. And it means not only covering more people with insurance, so you avoid the cost shifting, but easing the financial burden for businesses and taxpayers alike.
Let me play devil's advocate and ask, you know, what if the governor's side is saying this is all still tax money? Can we afford this tax money to go out on this? Is this a better deal doing it the federal way, or is it better doing it Walker's way without going into that extra tax money?
Well, it's ironic because the governor's plan B is actually to put those same people into the federal health insurance exchanges, which are going to be subsidized in order to help low-income individuals and families afford health care coverage. But unfortunately, by doing that, you're going to be incurring this additional expense on businesses who will be on the hook of $36 million. And that will also cost the state of Wisconsin over the next 10 years $250 million additional dollars. So either you take the offer being made, which is all paid for. Now, the Affordable Care Act, the health care reform bill, was all paid for through spending reductions and new revenue. So we don't add a nickel to the deficit. And the governor rejecting this money doesn't mean it's not going to be spent. It'll just be spent in other states who are taking this offer. And in many of those states have Republican governor leadership who are saying yes to the offer. And that's what we're asking the governor to reconsider. There are many voices throughout Wisconsin, from businesses to the hospital association to the state med society, saying don't be foolish, let's take this offer. Because we're talking about a population that's tough to cover to begin with. And if they don't get sufficient coverage, when they do get sick or injured, they still go in and get treatment. But those costs then are shifted onto the businesses and individuals who do have health care. So the costs, one way or the other, are built into the system. We just have to deal with it.
So what you're saying is it really is still going to be an expense, just a matter of what channel that money comes through and which one is a better deal for the taxpayers and the businesses.
I believe so. And again, there have been previous studies that show that by taking this offer, we'd be able to cover an additional 175,000 uninsured Wisconsinites. So you can avoid the cost shifting that goes on in the system. And it would create over 11,000 jobs by doing it. And it's completely paid for. So it doesn't add to the federal deficit at all. Unlike what Governor Walker is proposing instead, which will cost taxpayers in Wisconsin $250 million over the next 10 years.
How does it create the 11,000 jobs?
Well, through the expansion of the health coverage for those individuals, there will be an increase in employment, again, through studies that have shown what the economic impact of not only health care coverage, but the additional money that would be coming into the state of Wisconsin because of this offer. And I'll just to remind you, the first 3 years, it's 100% federal cost share, and then it drops down to 90% from there on out. There will never be a better offer or a better way of covering so many low-income individuals throughout the state of Wisconsin than what the governor has before him. And that's why so many Republican governors around the country are saying yes to the offer, because it's just too good to pass up.
Is there a deadline if the governor chooses to change his mind?
Well, he can at some point, but the money is going to start getting allocated here shortly. So if he waits too long, then decisions will already be made as far as where the money is going to be directed and who's going to be using it. And that's why I'm hoping that the governor will listen to many more voices throughout the state, including those within the medical community who are saying, let's do this. Otherwise, his plan to drop people into the health insurance exchange is going to be much more costly, you know, for the state of Wisconsin. And obviously, based on this study, the employers throughout the state who are going to be on the hook for $36 million.
I have heard reports that many of the medical groups, like the Hospital Association, favor taking the federal funding, mainly because they're already underpaid for many of the services under Medicare, Medicaid, and changing would make it worse. Have you heard the same?
No, their major concern is the uncompensated care that they currently provide uninsured individuals today, which is in the tens of millions of dollars every year. And they're saying, listen, if we have an opportunity to extend health care coverage to people who are uninsured, that means they won't have to swallow the uncompensated care when it walks through their door, which is what they're doing now. Or, in many instances, shift those costs onto private health plans, who on average pay an additional $1,100 a year in premiums because of the cost of the uninsured in the system. So that's why it makes sense if you really do the cold calculation with this. But I'm afraid, again, the governor is being motivated by ideological zeal or partisan political reasons to reject this, even though so many of his Republican colleagues around the country are saying yes to it.